Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shviyos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. You now have to take stones away from the field in order to prepare the field for planting. Can't plant on stones. It's similar to plowing. Just like you're plowing to get the field ready to plant, you're removing the stones. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan on Shemitah. What if a person says, I want to build a house. I need stones. I'm taking the stones from my field to build a house. So the Chachamim say it's okay, but we need to give the impression that's what you're doing, and you're not doing it to make your field better. So in the next two Mishnayos, we're going to see how it's mutter to take the stones. Zakta Mishnah. Once again, the Sechta Shviyas, Peri Gimel, Mishnah, Lo Yiftach Odom Machatzev Batchila L'Toch Sedeh. Machatzev is a big stone. And out of that, they cut out stones to build with. If this stone was covered with earth, and you couldn't tell in the field that it was there, you can't l'chatchila dig there during a Shemitah year to reveal it and to cut the stones from it. Because those that see it are going to be chayshet, that is kavana is, to totally remove it from the ground so you can start planting there. Or maybe they're going to think he's just trying to turn over the earth to plant there. So again, I can't have you dig to uncover this stone if it's under the earth. You can't open up this big block of stone where you're going to cut out the other stones from it if it's covered by earth. Ad, shiyu by shalosh murbiyos shein shalosh al shalosh al rum shalosh. Unless this big block of stone is already sticking out of the earth a little bit. How much of it is coming out of the earth? Sakta Mishnah, shalosh murbiyos shein shalosh al shalosh al rum shalosh. This is the shear that has to be open before he starts digging. It's a section of the stone that's open. Shalish Murbois, three blocks of stone. Shein Shalish al Shalish, each one is 3 amos wide by 3 amos long. Al Rum Shalish, and it's high 3 amos. Shiuran, so the total size of all these 3 blocks of stone is enough that out of this I can make for my house Eshem Vesheva Avonim, 27 pieces of stone. Basically, stones that are used for a house are 1 amma wide, 1 amma long, and 3 ammas high. So if you do the math, if I'm going to have over here 3 blocks of stone, that's 3 ammas wide and 3 ammas long, with a height of 3 ammas, and this part is already open, I don't have to dig for people to see it, I'm going to get 27 pieces of stone out of this. Let's do a little bit more of the math here. The Evi Shura of stone here. It's 3 amos long, 3 amos wide, and it's high 3 amos. So if I put it all together, that's 27 amos. It would also mean that in each row, I have 9 stones. And the height of each stone would be an amma by an amma that is high 3 amos. The purpose again is, oh, he's not digging Stamus Field. Look how much stone is there. Before he even starts digging, I'm going to see already a big enough piece. He can get 27 pieces of stone for his building. No, he's not plowing his field. He's not stamp removing stone to be able to plow over there. No, he's building. He's getting ready for building. That's what I want people to see. If they can't see it, I can't let him start digging to expose the stone.